Hello and welcome to Barbershop Craft with the Croy Cordsman Chorus. I'm Jay Althoff, and today we're going to cover topic number 16 in our craft guide. This topic again focuses on each of us creating a more resonant sound. Now this topic is a very simple concept. Smile. At one of Vocality's coaching sessions with Sean Devine some years ago, he said, "Smile all the time unless you aren't." Well, I think what he meant by that Yogi Berra-ism is that we should always smile unless we want to physically emphasize a sad or melancholy word or phrase. Not only will our audiences and performance judges appreciate our smiles, it actually helps create a much more resonant sound. I will demonstrate by singing a portion of My Wild Irish Rose, first with not smiling and then with smiles. So first, without smiling. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare. And I think you get the idea. So not bad, pretty legato singing, the vowels weren't too bad. But let's just do one simple thing. I'm going to smile, and then I'm going to sing it again. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare. And I think you heard the difference. I did, at least when I was singing it. The with smiles version really reinforces, very naturally, the techniques we have learned regarding the dark vowels. So I suggest getting in front of a mirror, sing some songs, and make sure you're smiling. Take note of how it feels and build those smiling muscles. So from now on, we're going to smile, smile, smile all the time. Shazam! And that's it. Have fun, and I'll see you at rehearsal.